And now it's time for The Last Call with Pastor Marty Nutter of Faith Lutheran Church in Tullahoma.
Today's gospel lesson is a continuation of last week's gospel lesson of where Jesus fed more than 5,000 people from only five loaves of bread and two fish. Today's gospel lesson begins, "Immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, Jesus went up on the mountain by himself to pray." And then our text, beginning at verse 25. "And in the fourth watch of the night," the fourth watch would have been between 3 and 6 in the morning. "In the fourth watch of the night, Jesus came to them walking on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, 'It's a ghost!' And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, 'Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid.' And Peter answered him, 'Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water.' And Jesus said to him, 'Come.' So Peter got out of the boat and walked on water and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind and the waves, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, 'Lord, save me. Lord, save me.'" That's man's cry. "Lord, save me." Jesus came walking, think of it, walking on the Sea of Galilee during the fourth watch of the night, somewhere between 3 and 6 in the morning. Now, Linda and I have been on the Sea of Galilee 4 times, but it was during the day, and the boat we were on was much larger, and we didn't see anyone walking on the sea either. This was in the wee hours of the morning, when verse 25 says, "Jesus came to his disciples walking on the sea." Can you imagine? And the Bible says the disciples were terrified, and they cried out, "It's a ghost." Immediately Jesus called out to them, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." When Jesus rose from the dead, one of his resurrection appearances was in that upper room, and Jesus said, "Peace be with you. Do not be afraid." Jesus says, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world. Don't be afraid." In those early hours, as Jesus walked on the Sea of Galilee and his disciples feared for their lives, they cried out, "It's a ghost." And immediately, says the Bible, Jesus called out to them, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." And then, you know what happens. Simon Peter calls out and says, "Lord, if it is you, command that I come to you on the waters." And Jesus spoke one word, "Come." And before we're too critical of Simon Peter, thinking, well, Peter didn't do so well, did he? Or Peter lost focus, or he was weak in his faith, or something like that. Let me ask you, how many of you would have said, "Lord, if it is you, command that I come to you on the water"? How many of you would have gotten out of the boat? Let me tell you something. I wouldn't have even been in that boat, especially at night. Of the 4 times we've been on the Sea of Galilee, 3 of those 4 times, the water was calm, and all 4 times during the day. I don't know if I would have been on that boat. When Jesus would have dismissed the crowds and would have said to us, his disciples, "Go on ahead to the other side, and I will join you later," I would have said to the other 11 disciples, "You know what? I'll catch up with you later. I'm going to walk around the sea." And off I'd go on my merry way to walk around the sea. Jesus walks on the sea. William Tecumseh Sherman, the great general of the Union forces, had his walk to the sea. I'll have my walk around the sea. I don't do water, but I do Jesus. And then what? Will I get out of the boat? Will you get out of the boat? Jesus beckons you and me to get out of our boat daily. Perhaps we're timid, more than timid, scared to death. You know, it's hard to leave our comfort zone. When the RMS Titanic sank in 1912, several of the survivors who had boarded one of Titanic's few lifeboats would later say, one of the hardest things was to leave that ship, to get out of the waters into a little tiny lifeboat, because you felt so secure on that big ship. And yet, in less than 3 hours after hitting an iceberg, that ship, the largest ocean liner at the time, would come to rest on the ocean floor over 2 miles below. Lord, if it is you, command that I come to you on the water. And Jesus says to you and to me, come. You know, it's frightening to get out of the boat, to leave familiar surroundings, to leave our comfort zone. Jesus says to you, to me, come. And even when we do leave our boat, it's another thing to keep our eyes ever fixed, ever focused on Jesus. Satan is right there trying to rob us of peace and blow us off course. He tries to keep us focused on the world and the things of this world. And it's at that precise moment that we begin to sink. As long as we're focused on Jesus and His Word, we are walking on water. And we might not even be aware that we're walking on water, because all we see is Jesus, loving Him and serving Him. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 2 and 3, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before Him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider Him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. I have told you these things, says Jesus, so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. And Jesus says, come. May God's Spirit empower you to get out of your boat, to come to Jesus, to stay focused on Him and only Him as you love Him and serve Him. For then you will truly walk on water and never sink. May God grant it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's light for a look at the Savior, and life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Through death into life everlasting, He passed and we follow Him there. Over us sin no more hath dominion, for more than conquerors we are. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. His word shall not fail you, He promised. Believe Him and all will be well. Then go to a world that is dying, His perfect salvation to tell. And turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
This may well be your last call to ever hear and respond to the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't delay. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians 6:2.